and if she did that, I might have more evidence against him or be able to exclude him from my investigations. So, because it was a super good day, bold print, super good day, I decided to walk into the park with Mrs. Alexander, even though it scared me. When we were inside the park, Mrs. Alexander stopped walking and said, "I am going to say something to you, and you must promise not to tell your father that I told you this." I asked, "Why?" And she said, "I shouldn't have said what I said, and if I don't explain, you'll carry on wondering what I meant, and you might ask your father, and I don't want you to do that, because I don't want you to upset him." Page 60. So I'm going to explain why I said what I said. But before I do that, you have to promise not to tell anyone I said this to you. I asked, "Why?" And she said, "Christopher, please, just trust me." And I said, "I promise. Because if Mrs. Alexander told me who killed Wellington, or she told me that Mr. Shears had really killed Mother, I could still go to the police and tell them, because you are allowed to break a promise if someone has committed a crime and you know about it." And Mrs. Alexander said, "Your mother, before she died, was very good friends with Mr. Shears." And I said, "I know." And she said, "No, Christopher, I'm not sure that you do. I mean that they were very good friends, very, very good friends." I thought about this for a while and said, "Do you mean that they were doing sex?" And Mrs. Alexander said, "Yes, Christopher, that is what I mean." Then she didn't say anything for about 30 seconds. Then she said, "I'm sorry, Christopher. I really didn't mean to say anything that was going to upset you. But I wanted to explain why I said what I said. You see, I thought you knew. That's why your father thinks that Mr. Shears is an evil man. And that will be why he doesn't want you going around talking to people about Mr. Shears, because that will bring back bad memories." And I said, "Was that why Mr. Shears left Mrs. Shears, because he was doing sex with someone else when he was married to Mrs. Shears?"